Your Financial Choices may discuss various financial-related topics and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA. We inform you that any federal tax, state tax, financial advice, or information contained in this communication is not intended to be personalized or specific in nature, or to be relied upon for your personal situation in any circumstance. The advice and information are not intended and cannot be used as a tax opinion letter, nor used for the purpose of avoiding tax-related penalties. For personalized advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I'm a CPA, CFP professional, and AEP on the web at yourfinancialchoices.com, and you can listen online each and every week at wdiy.org, and podcasts of prior shows are also available there under Public Affairs. Our topic tonight is making it easy to create an operational center for your life. Sounds intriguing. So making it easy to create an operational center for your life. We are live tonight. We will take your questions. Kyle is in the studio with us this evening. We'll answer your calls, take your information, and we ask you to mute your radio so you can hear me without the delay and we can talk without confusion. We discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments. And while I typically have a topic each week, you can still ask questions off topic and I will do my best to answer them. The number is 610-758-8810. And you can speak live on air with us, or if you're not comfortable speaking live on air, just give your question to Kyle and he will bring it into the studio. Email is also available at yourfinancialchoices.com. Now, to discuss this intriguing topic that we have this evening, I have a guest all the way through the telephone lines from Oregon. If I'm saying Oregon correctly, we have Aaron McCune. Aaron McCune is CEO of EasyNet, a software company designed to help people create an operating center for their life. And you'll know what we're talking about as we get into the topic. Aaron has bootstrapped and self-funded EasyNet for nearly 3 years. She's won competitions and been finalist in many different business-related pitches, etc. She has worked at Integra and at Open Sesame. I'm sorry, I'm going to have Aaron fill in the blanks for us here, but has had a lot of experience with technology. And she has some experiences that led to the creation of EasyNet. So I want to hear more about it. And Aaron, are you on the line with us?
I am.
Hi, Aaron. Hi, Lori. Thank you. I'm sorry I botched your intro a little bit. Can you fill in the blanks for us a little bit as to your background? Because I know you have a strong background in technology, which will be very important as the base for our discussion about EasyNet.
Absolutely. So, Lori, like you said, I spent over 9 years at Integra Telecom. So in the technology space there, and then transitioned to an ed tech startup for the last 7 years before starting EasyNet, again, in technology and working in partnerships and leadership roles. But what's really driven me throughout my career has been the desire to create efficiencies and create really elegant, clean solutions that simplify your life. And that's really what EasyNet is all about.
Well, good. I'm excited to have more conversation with you about this. And I want to quote you because there was something I had seen, and I thought this really sets the table. And what you had said is digital estate planning is an area where it's particularly critical to be proactive, not reactive. My regular listeners, by the way, Aaron, know this saying because I say it at the end of every show. So digital estate planning is an area where it's particularly critical to be proactive, not reactive. By the time many families realize just how imperative it is, it's already too late, and they're locked out of assets and treasured memories. I think that's really critical. It's almost like we want to start at the end to get people to have that action at the beginning. And I know that you and I, we've talked, we've both had experiences recently even where this realization has occurred. So tonight I thought we want to work through the need, the inspiration, the motivation, and the action needed for people to get their, it's not just their estate really when we're talking about the software that you have available. In the end, that's what it is, but it really is something that should be understood earlier on. So can you tell us your story about what led you from a technology background and professional career to develop EasyNet, and give us a little bit of a framework for how this started?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Lori. So when I was 24, my husband and I got a call out of nowhere, which is that call you never want to get, right? And his dad, who I also called dad, he was basically the father figure in my life as well, had suffered a stage 4 aneurysm. Mm-hmm. And if you're not familiar with the different stages, a stage 1 is like the worst headache you've ever had, and a stage 5 is instant death. And so for him to have a stage 4, they gave him a 20% chance of survival when he got to the hospital. And, you know, fortunately he woke up the next day, but the problem was, if you've ever seen the movie 50 First Dates, and there's a mm-hmm. character called 10 Second Tom,
mm-hmm.
that was his dad. He couldn't remember anything for more than 10 seconds at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And we literally had the same conversation in 10-second increments for hours at a time. And the problem was he was the sole caretaker at the time for his 88-year-old mother.
Mm.
And so in one instant, my husband and I had to suddenly take over everything for dad and grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, obviously that was when I was much younger. And so you fast forward and a few years ago, my mom had to go through something similar where her mom and her dad both passed in the same year. And it's almost like being one degree of separation from it made it easier to see how awful it was
mm-hmm.
versus when you're slogging through it, you know, you're just trying to get through day to day. And it just triggered that need within me. I'm like, this has to be easier. It has to be easier to manage all of your life and your online life, and make sure that your loved ones have what they need at their fingertips
mm-hmm.
if anything happens to you.
Yeah, I've had similar experiences. I've done estate planning for a long time, and I have heard all the stories, but I have also encouraged clients to have an inventory of their assets and liabilities, including their insurance, and to have conversations with their loved ones or, you know, the people in their circle who may be charged with managing that should something happen to them. And I've seen the frustration that surviving spouses, children, or, you know, the personal representatives go through when they're left in the dark. And sometimes they didn't even know they were appointed. They didn't know they had the power of attorney, or had then maybe even become the executor if it ended up in death. So we know what happens at the end. And to avoid that chaos, we really need to understand the time is to pay attention to this really is now, not at the end of our lives. It's something that's ongoing. It's something that, you know, really needs to be attended to regularly. So putting your affairs in order does not have a date like a college graduation or a wedding date or a retirement date. Establishing these good habits now equips us to be, as you said in my quote earlier of you, proactive and not reactive. So can you give us a framework for EasyNet and how it can be used?
Oh,
but you know what, Erin? I apologize. We're going
to
our first break. We have a break, and I want to hear the whole story without interrupting you. So
sure,
I'm going to put you on pause for a minute while I remind our listeners that they can call in with questions. And just a little teaser, EasyNet is really an application that Erin let me kind of trial run, and it was really easy. So I think it's something you could even Google in between the commercials. And it's easynet.com, I believe. Easy, E-A-S-E, EASEENET.com. Is that correct, Erin?
It is. So it's EASEENET.com because we make your online life easy to see. The SEE is in there.
Oh, yep. Very good. That's a nice trick. So, folks, if you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. We'll be back in just a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Tune up your week with a great variety of jazz music on WDIY. Monday through Friday nights from 9 to 11 offers many choices from the world of jazz, featuring traditional to modern styles, plus swing Sunday at 5 p.m. and improvisational jazz on the bridge Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Listen for new releases, interviews with artists, and information on upcoming performances right here on WDIY.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices right here on 88.1 WDIY. You can listen online as well and stream live at WDIY.org. And for people on the run, the WDIY app is also available. We have with us this evening Erin McCune, CEO and founder of EasyNet, EASEENET.com. It's a software company designed to help people create an operating center for their life. So welcome back to the show, Erin. And for listeners, if you have questions, and I expect you could have them as we go through this, the phone number is 610-758-8810. Erin, can you explain to us the importance or the framework, I would say, of EasyNet?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Lori. And, you know, really when we set about to build EasyNet, it was with the eye towards, we're all busy, right? We're used to having information at our fingertips exactly in the moment that we need it. And we don't want to take a lot of extra time. And so when we built EasyNet, we really built it to be naturally integrated into your everyday life. Because let's face it, I'm sure you know this, taking care of estate planning can be a little bit like cleaning the garage. You know it's important, right? Mm-hmm. You know you need to do it. You even know you're going to feel better when it's done, but it just feels like this chore. And you know, you wake up Saturday morning and it's sunny outside and you're like, let's go do something else rather than this.
It's true.
And nobody wakes up in the morning, almost no one, and thinks, oh, this could be my last day.
I do, though, Erin.
To push off.
I think it every day. I think it every day. I tell my listeners, they know.
Well, I'm sure you live life much more joyfully because of
right,
it.
Right. But it means I want to put my life in order. You know, you want things in order. You want people to know and understand. But if you don't take any action, then they don't.
Yeah. Well, and we kind of muddle through life, and so many of us will just, you know, either, heaven forbid, reuse the same password, which is, you know, in today's world of hackers is a terrifying idea, or you just hit the password reset button every single time. And so, you know, a tool like ours is really designed to be that operating center from today into the future, where it's just automatically updated as you navigate the internet and you don't have to make special time for it. You know, that's really what we built it for, was for today's busy life.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is you kind of have this safe of information that you realize you have a number of different, I'm familiar with it now because I've looked at it. So tell our listeners, what does it mean to have these passwords? What are we talking about as far as this application?
Yeah. So at our core, we've combined a very simple, secure password manager that's designed for non-techie users with a digital vault. So So there's secure document storage and sharing. You can put documents, you can put photos, you can put whatever you want in there. Journaling to be able to capture your memories and your stories. There's a legacy worksheet to capture critical life details, so the stuff that you may know off the top of your head, but your loved ones would really, really struggle to have to recreate that information. And it's just in a single, clean, organized interface that automatically stays up to date anytime you add a new account or username or password, and it autofills when you go back to those sites. Just trying to make your life really, really easy to see, which is why we named it what we did.
Okay, so that's interesting. Now, what you come from a technology background, so mm-hmm. what kind of security does this site have if it's, you know, a place for people to kind of store all this really critical information that can change all the time? And it could be any number of sites that someone might link to, their bank accounts, their financial information, maybe, you know, even, I don't know, Dropbox or something that they link to from this EasyNet vault, I'm going to call it, or safe. What is the security that you have on the system? Because sometimes that's what prevents people from using and utilizing these types of software applications.
I think you're absolutely right. You know, certainly what I can tell you is every technology person out there is going to reassure you that using a password manager is much, much safer than not using one because you're not going to be reusing the same passwords. You know, if you don't have to store it in your brain and try to recreate it every time you go to log in somewhere, then it's a lot easier and you feel much safer creating a unique high security password for every site. But of course, we have to maintain super high levels of security as well. And that starts with end-to-end AES 256 encryption, which is the same as like what your bank uses or the military uses, right? So even when your data is at rest and not being utilized in a server, it's never stored in plain text. And that's true for everything. That's your documents, that's your passwords. Any of your personal information is all end-to-end encrypted, coupled with two-factor authentication. So we text you a code to make sure it's really you to get into your account. We send you an email anytime there's a login from an unrecognized device. There's specific codes that get attached to your password when they get stored that essentially act as a second lock so that they can never be changed. In our storage, and then of course our team never has any access to any of your secure information.
Oh, I was wondering about that. So
yeah,
so it's kind of all automated.
Yes, we can help. You know, we can help coach users. You know, our users on how to navigate the site, how to get their own information, but we have no direct ability to access any of it.
Okay. All right. So I think what can you explain one other thing, though? You mentioned this 256 encryption, and you said even when it's at rest, are there some software applications that may not provide that same encryption like all the time? We just make an assumption that it is encrypted?
Absolutely. So you look at all these things that come up in the news where, oh, this server got hacked and, you know, this information got released. And pretty much every single time where they're like, hey, they got your personal information, it's because when you're transmitting information, right, and you're encrypting it, so every character has now been translated into a really long string of unintelligible gobbledygook, right? It takes a lot of space to store that information in an encrypted way on the server. So a lot of companies, you know, the Home Depots and the Targets of the world, when they put the information on their server where it's just sitting there, they're like, well, the server's encrypted, it'll be fine. So they put it back in plain text to save space.
Oh.
And so what happens is as long as someone cracks into the server itself, all that information is literally just in plain text.
Okay.
So when you hear someone say it's encrypted even when it's at rest, that means that super high level of encryption applies even in these encrypted servers where, you know, the information is just sitting in a database not being called upon. It's still encrypted even there.
Okay. This is really...
Does that make sense?
Yes. And it's really good to know because, you know, those passwords you use over and over and over again, and then you find out your identity or your password was compromised, you know, 3 years later. It was from that hack of that server from 3 years ago. And that password you use the same over and over is now really at risk because you have it on multiple sites. So back to tying this together with using a kind of a password manager, as you said, your security people, tech people would say it's probably always still better to use a password manager because you're not using the same password over and over. And realizing how important the two-factor authentication is along with the 256 encryption for when it's at rest. All good to know, which is going to be the basis for now we feel like this software is going to be, you know, have all those protections that we're hoping. And that's all the background that most people don't pay attention to. I'm going to, when we come back from this next break, talk about what else EasyNet does for us. So we're talking with Eric McCune, CEO of EasyNet, a software company designed to help people create an operating center for their life, kind of a place to put all your information together. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. We'll be back in just a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
American folk music offers a variegated pattern of performers and styles. I'm Tom Druckenmiller, your host for In the Tradition. Together, we'll trace the roots and branches of American folk music from the earliest recordings and performers through today's talented players. In the Tradition, Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on WDIY 88.1 FM and WDIY.org.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices right here on WDIY 88.1. We have with us this evening Aaron McCune, CEO of EasyNet. And Aaron, we've talked about the security behind this software application. You had mentioned it's like at your fingertips. We're on radio, so people can't really see the website and what it looks like. But I will share with the audience that I had gone on, and it really is almost like a file cabinet that you can see when you go in and, you know, get signed up. You can have folders with different names like documents or pictures or photos or naming the different kinds of documents. One could be insurance. So I don't know if you want to give a little bit more description of what the page can look like when someone sets this up or joins EasyNet.com, or you might just say EasyNet, when people join or subscribe to the application, if you could give us kind of a picture of what it looks like, but then how do people start? Because you already said, gosh, who wants to clean the garage? It's a hurdle to say who wants to do estate planning. But again, I'm going back. It's not estate planning, in my opinion. It helps with for the person who's left with, you know, taking care of someone who's disabled or incapacitated. And of course, if someone passes away, to me, it's, as you said, making it easy to create an operational center for your life. So let's give the audience a picture of that. And then how can someone start where it's not overwhelming?
Absolutely. And it can be overwhelming, right? Most people don't even have a realization on how many accounts they really have. I've helped a couple people get you know, going with EasyNet, and when we went to import their passwords that they had stored in Google, you know, which is not a super safe place to store them, just FYI. But, you know, they went to import them, and their eyes become like saucers. They're like, how do I have 315 passwords?
Wow.
And people don't realize, you know, they're spending 11 hours of your life every year resetting passwords.
Mm.
11 hours, which is, it's like, okay, wouldn't you rather spend that time on something else?
With your loved ones, yeah.
Yeah. So to your point, even going far beyond estate planning, you know, being able to organize things and be able to have it right at your fingertips. For me, one of the reasons that I had the idea for EasyNet in the first place is because I couldn't remember even just all the web addresses, the URLs that I needed to go to. So if I needed to schedule a doctor's appointment for my daughter, I'm like, okay, I have to look up her doctor's office, and now I have to find the website, now I have to find the login, and then I really, really hope whatever device I'm on has saved the password for me. Whereas today, right, so EasyNet is set up where everything has categories. You can build subcategories very, very easily. So today, when I go there, it's all just color-coded. I click on health, doctor, Ellie's doctor, because that's my daughter's name, Ellie. Ellie's doctor, and it takes me right to that site and autofills my username and password. So it's simplifying that entire process of navigating the Internet, and I never have to worry that I've clicked on a spam site or that the password won't be there or any of that.
Interesting. And so really this, you know, it was driven from what you experienced with your father-in-law. Married with your technology, it really was kind of built around this need for password management.
Yeah, that's kind of where it started. And then we realized, okay, well, there's also all this other information that people don't have a place to put. Everything from, you know, what's your phone password, right? I talked to so many people about that, where their loved ones don't even know their phone password.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you have it hidden somewhere, they're going to have to find it. And if that's, you know, if they're out of state or away, or, you know, the person who's your executor is not the same person that knows those little details. You know, there's all these life details that we don't typically have an easy place to put and then have at our fingertips if we're, you know, heaven forbid, in a hospital waiting room or wherever else.
Well, talk about the legacy worksheet. You mentioned there's a legacy worksheet. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that's really going to be the important details that your loved ones need to know. So it's broken down into sections. There's, you know, just the general personal information, everything from your Social Security number to your phone password to things like that. There's financial. So what accounts are on auto pay? Because keep in mind, in our digital world, so much of what we do is inaccessible or even invisible to our loved ones if something happens. So having a place to store, okay, what subscriptions do you have? What is on auto pay? Where are the original documents? Where's the safe deposit box key? What medications do you take? Who's your primary care doctor? What, you know, medical history, and even down to your end of life wishes, and being able to just have all of that in a single user friendly interface.
And you know, I think it what happens is when you start going through that, which I did, I started going through the legacy worksheet. You realize that you don't have the answers to all of those things. So can you imagine if you yourself don't have the answers, how are your loved ones who may have to step in for you for whatever reason, why would they know the answers to those questions? Like, where is your will and what is your password to the phone? Because sometimes you have to get in there and look at the context, let alone the passwords to all the websites and everything else that you might have. So, we will talk a little bit more about some of the other features on the website, which I think are really powerful and important, and what you can put on the website. If you have questions, listeners, the phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. When we come back, we will continue our discussion with Aaron McCune, CEO of EasyNet, and that is E-A-S-E-E, like E-C-Net. We will be back in just a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Good evening, WDIY, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I'm Shawnee Gray. It is now 6:30 and 95 with clear skies. Tonight's weather is going to be severe thunderstorms, low 72. On Thursday, we're going to have heavy rain, high 82. Thursday night, heavy rain again and low 67. And for your Friday, we're going to have thunderstorms, showers, and high 78. Friday night, low 61. And for your Saturday, more showers, high 74. Saturday night, low around 60. Now, back to your financial choices with Lori Siebert.
Thank you, Shandi. Welcome back to the show. Our topic tonight is making it easy to create an operational center for your life, and I'm talking with Aaron McCune, CEO of EasyNet. And Aaron, really EasyNet, I would say a lot of the power from the discussion that we've had tonight is around the password manager and managing all of the different parts of someone's electronic life. So that's part of the power in that, correct? You'd agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Some of the other power is gathering information about our life, not just the passwords, but gathering the information about our physical assets as well. It could be our digital assets. It could also be our documents and our personal information. So when we're talking about creating an operational center for your life, it's almost everything you touch from day to day. What I have found is quite often, sometimes people will think, because we're really in a transition in all of our lives. We have people who are our grandparents, even great-grandparents, or aunts or uncles, who may be in a world where they didn't have digital information, where they might have physical assets and not really have a digital footprint. You might have the young people who only have digital information. Nothing is physical. They don't go to the bank. They do all online banking on their phones. They set up our IRA accounts on their phones. So it's very digital world. And then, of course, we have all the people in between who have a digital footprint plus a physical, footprint. For example, I just recently had a friend who passed away, had done quite a bit of online auto pay banking, of which his wife was not as familiar with. It was quite overwhelming to her. He also had documents that were in files, lots of documents in lots of files, wills, powers of attorney, trust, certain accounts. Certain accounts were all online. Certain accounts had paper documents. So when someone's walking into that who's not familiar with it at all, it's putting together, it's detective work. It's putting together a 1,000-piece puzzle, and you don't know if the pieces are missing. My friend, who survived, my other friend, the husband passed and the wife survived, she said she's having to put together a puzzle, and she was just trying to get the corners together. So when, what can people do? Well, this website helps with, when we say creating an operational center, you can have these categories and subcategories where you can help organize that for someone, because chances are even our elderly people who think they don't have things digital, they even are digital. My mother has a phone now, and she's almost 91. So there is more of that than we realize. So physical assets we think of might be, a house. Okay. So now I'm the, you know, either the survivor or the agent for my, you know, loved one who has the house. What are the kinds of things I might need to know about that house? And what can we do using EasyNet? Do you want to go through that? Okay.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, the reality is there's a difference between your physical and your traditional assets and your digital assets, right?
Mm-hmm.
But more and more there's kind of this blend, because even in the house scenario, how is the title most likely recorded? Mm-hmm. It's most likely recorded digitally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where is the mortgage most likely dealt with? It's most likely a website that mm-hmm. may be on auto pay,
mm-hmm.
right? There's all these pieces where even though there is a physical asset, you can stare at the house, right, and say, mm-hmm. okay, yeah, that's mom's house. She owns that. But there can be all these components that are still digital even there. So EasyNet kind of puts all a place for all of it. So you can have the login credentials for the mortgage. You can also store, you know, in documents, everything's organized. You can have a house folder that has, you know, the documents from when you closed on the house or when you refinanced it last. Everything kind of in a clean, organized way,
mm-hmm.
so that you're not panicking and you know, at least you know all the puzzle pieces are there, and you have the front of the puzzle where it shows you the picture. You're not completely flying blind, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, for example, like when you just said that about the house and the mortgage, when you bought the house, the settlement sheet could be very important. Sometimes when mm-hmm. someone has dementia or Alzheimer's and, you know, the power of attorney has to come in and sell the house, well, that house, depending on how much they're selling it for, may have a gain, and we need the settlement sheet to figure out if that's a reportable gain or if it's excluded from, you know, capital gains. And that's one thing often that as a tax preparer, we run into trouble with. People will say, well, what was the cost basis? And they'll say, well, I don't know. Well, it was probably in one of those folders that when you were cleaning out mom's house and it was, you know, a big mess, you didn't think it was in the back of the folder of the insurance folder. So this is a way to kind of organize that information. So you could have a category that could be documents where you might put a deed, a settlement sheet, the mortgage, or you could have a category called house and then or assets, and then subcategories where you could have house, car, bank accounts, financial accounts, things like that. And you could put documents there for that?
Yeah, so within the documents section in EasyNet, there's already folders pre-built for house, for mm-hmm. health, for finance, for estate planning. You know, so,
mm-hmm.
so it makes it very, very easy just to drop things into where they go,
mm-hmm.
Just as you encounter them, right? Oh, I refinanced the house. Yeah, I should put that in, you know, in EasyNet. Oh, I have my vaccine card. You know, I upload a picture to your health folder. You know, there, whatever it is that you think is important or that someone will need to find down the road, that's why it's the operational center, right? That's
mm-hmm.
why it's designed to just kind of be in the normal workflow of your life so that you don't have to go out of your way to, not that you can't, right?
Right,
like
right.
If you are going through mom's house or grandma's house and going through and doing that, you can also, you know, have your phone, take a picture, and import it directly into EasyNet that way, too. But, you know, it's designed so that it can just be in the flow of your normal life.
So tell me how, in your example of the home and there's a mortgage and it may be online, it might be auto pay, and we
uh-huh.
might do that through the bank. When you talk about it also being the password aggregator, would I
uh-huh.
go into EasyNet to log in to my bank to maybe adjust my auto pay, or do I go into my bank's website and, you know, just do my normal password that way? How are they integrated where they could change the password automatically?
Yeah, so you can do it either way. If you know exactly where you're going, just navigate right to that site and your username and password will autofill. So we have you install, it's a little browser extension, which is a little piece of helper software that just recognizes, oh, Lori's putting in her username and password. We're going to prompt her to save this to EasyNet. And the next time she comes back, we're going to automatically put that back in there for her. And if you change the password, it's going to pop up and say, hey, Lori, we noticed this is different. You know, do you want us to update it? And so, you know, you can choose whether to go through your dashboard and click on house and then click on mortgage, and it takes you out there to that site and autofills your username and password. Or you can go directly to your mortgage site. It's still going to autofill your username and password either way.
Okay. That's wonderful. Now, is it the legacy worksheet that would control, like when we talk about informing our loved ones about the online banking or auto bill pay? Are we putting that on the legacy worksheet to let people know what's auto bill pay or where we're doing online banking?
Yeah. So in that legacy worksheet, there's a place to put all of the accounts that are on auto pay so that there are no surprises for your loved ones. There's also a place for any subscriptions that you've signed up for that will need to be canceled. You know, all the way down to, have you been working or volunteering anywhere? And who do we need to let know that, you may not be coming in to help out anymore? You know, it's really, sort again, that that operational center where it's like, okay, we recognize you have all these pieces that used to maybe be in a physical filing cabinet in your office, and today more and more of us don't have that, or we have more files online than we have in our office. And it gives you a place to just kind of tuck this away for yourself if you need it, but then also for your loved ones if and when they need it.
Now, I know we might, you know, this, I don't know if this will, you know, be too lengthy to discuss before our next break, because we have still a few minutes to our next break. But when we talk about accessing digital information for our loved ones, it's probably one thing during our lifetime when, you know, we have maybe shared that with our family. Number one, and so I want to talk about what happens when we're gone, and I think we'll save that for after the break. So tell me, while we're alive, and let's pretend we've set mom or dad or ourselves up on EasyNet to store all this information, to have the legacy worksheet, to put our documents, to have our passwords managed. What if I want to share that with my son who writes all my bills for me?
Yeah, so so what we encourage is, because we get, it can be kind of overwhelming. We say, okay, day one, three things, it takes you about 3 minutes. Set up your account, download the browser extension, and select your legacy contact. And your legacy contact is going to be that person that will have access to this when you choose to let them. And you have complete control over how soon they get access and whether they continue to have access, assuming that you're still alive, right? If you're no longer there and they already have access, they have access. But if you're still around, you have full and complete control over who's going to get access and when they get access through that legacy contact feature.
Okay. And that's really up to the user, correct? You don't have any recommendations about who to give that information to. That is strictly the person making that setting it up, the user. So if I set up a legacy contact, at the time in the site, do I name them? And as soon as I give an email for them, they automatically are contacted, or I can have it in there without necessarily sending the alert to them?
So you had a couple questions in there. One of them is, you know, do we have any recommendations? Certainly, you know, there's some legislation that's been passed, and I think we'll talk about that after the break, but that covers digital assets, and part of that is being able to designate a digital executor in your will and your power of attorney. So certainly we encourage whoever you select for your digital executor to be the person that, okay, that is your legacy contact, and vice versa, right?
Yeah.
But when you invite them, it does send them an email, but they don't immediately have access. They have to request access, and you get to choose what the timeout period is.
Okay.
So it notifies you and says, "Hi, Lori, someone requested access. Click here if you don't want them to have it." So if you're still alive and you're like, "I don't want my son to have access yet," you're going to click that link. You're going to get on the phone and be like, "Hey, what are you doing?"
Okay.
But if you're, you know, heaven forbid, incapacitated or otherwise, passed away, then your legacy contact, once they request access, will wait out that timeout period, and then they will have access to what they need.
Okay. Well, I want to talk more about that when we come back from the break. And
sounds good.
Yeah, listeners, if you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. And we're talking with Aaron McCune, CEO of EasyNet, a software company designed to help people create an operating center for their life, especially and particularly in this day and age with digital assets and digital information and online bill paying and all of that. If you have questions, phone number 610-758-8810. We'll be back in just a moment.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services including portfolio management, tax return preparation, and financial planning for the accumulation years, retirement years, and estate distribution. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Connect to WDIY with our new streaming app. Download for free from the Apple or Google Store and enjoy the great music, news, and programs that you love on the go. The easy-to-use app is where you can listen to WDIY live or your favorite music shows on demand with our two-week archive feature. Download and share the WDIY app with your friends and family and introduce them to many choices, real voices.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. Our topic this evening is making it easy to create an operational center for your life. And we're speaking with Aaron McCune, CEO of EasyNet. And that's EasyNet. Aaron, we were talking about access to the website that someone has created. The user has created their own kind of personal vault, I'll call it. And their own EasyNet. And we're talking about digital asset that we can list a legacy contact. They can be notified, but the user will be the one to grant access. We were talking about that during lifetime. This has been a big topic of conversation in estates and estate planning, like who is managing your digital assets? Can you get access to digital assets? And I just want to give a shout out to one of my prior guests, attorney Nick Nanovic with Gross McGinley, because he had a recent blog, well, it was probably last year, but recent enough, about the Revised Uniform Fiduciary Access to Digital Assets Act. That is a mouthful. They say RUFUDA. I'm not sure how they shorten that, RUFUDA, the Revised Uniform Fiduciary Access to Digital Assets Act. And I think that many states are adopting this to make it easier for executors or maybe even powers of attorney to access digital assets. Are you aware of this, and can you talk about that at all in relation to EasyNet?
Yeah, absolutely. So RUFADA is usually how I hear it pronounced, RUFADA. And it's a federal act that was passed back in 2015, and it's now adopted by 46 of the states, and I think Massachusetts has also introduced legislation. So, you know, it's continuing to work its way through because laws take time. But it sets up a hierarchy for who gets to control your digital assets. So essentially there's three levels, and the top level, basically if anything's in conflict, it's whatever the top thing is that wins, right?
Okay.
And so the top one is an online tool where you have the ability to change your mind at any point, who gets access and what gets done with your thing. So number one is an online tool. And so something like an EasyNet, something like Apple just announced they're going to have a digital legacy tool available to assign your iCloud coming up this fall. Facebook already has a legacy contact function. I encourage your listeners to take care of that if they haven't. And then who's the other one? Google has inactive account manager. So, you know, those kinds of online tools where you can make a decision but then change it at any point, those get the highest priority.
Okay, and that's good.
Next is your will or your power of attorney, and you can designate a digital executor and say, hey, you know, here's who I want to have access and here's what I want done. And then the last one, and this is not the one you want ruling the show, is the terms of service for whatever website or whatever tool it is online.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, and most of the time, and I think even going forward, as more websites add some kind of an online legacy tool to their site, mm-hmm. I think what you'll see is if you don't do that, then your only option is going to be to delete your account.
Mm-hmm. Now, if someone has done it through EasyNet with this legacy contact, would it apply to all of the passwords and sites that are in that? Does that count as the, you know, authority for the online tool?
That's my understanding.
Okay.
You know, so here's the thing, right? This stuff is all really new and it hasn't really been legislated yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we do encourage our users to make it clear in their will and their power of attorney, you know, designate a digital executor mm-hmm. and have that be the person, you know, because until enough people fight this stuff or, you know, disagree and it gets to court and a judge makes a ruling, we can interpret it to the best of our abilities and say, yeah, we're good. But until it gets legislated in court cases, there's no way to really, really know for sure.
Mm-hmm. Erin, I got to tell you, I'm trying to take this all in as we've been going through the show, because as you're talking, I'm sitting here picturing it. I'm trying to think of the passwords and it's a little bit, it does feel a little bit overwhelming. And what I think people have to realize is when you organize it, it makes it a little bit less overwhelming. But a thought just came to me as you were talking about this, and you know, that you could go to maybe Apple or Google or some of these other sites that have these, you know, online tools that they're introducing to cover some of these things. One thing I realize is that there are organizations out there who might provide people these kinds of tools for the application that they're using. So, for example, we're financial advisors. We offer our clients a portal. And they can access the portal. They can put documents on the portal, tax returns on the portal, exchange documents on the portal. But if they leave, they don't have access to that portal anymore. If you're banking and a bank offers a portal to put these documents, or Google has, you know, a place to put documents, or some other application, if you leave that, you're kind of on your own. People will say, well, at work, I have all of my stuff on my 401k. Or someone will have all their information. People are telling me they're uploading things to Dropbox. But if you, it's kind of like you want it to be mobile, right? That if you, that you're controlling it, that you're the user, that you have it all in one place for your easy access, and that you don't have to go to, you know, maybe your client portal with that financial advisor, or the client portal for your CPA for that tax return, or to your attorney's client portal. So you have all these different portals that people might have. If you leave that attorney or leave that accountant or leave that financial advisor, you might not have access to that portal or the documents that were loaded to that portal anymore. It could be some confusion. Generally, there's rules around all of this, like with lawyers and CPAs, we have to provide, you know, copies of all of this stuff. So, you know, I'm outside of that, I'm just saying this is a place where it's yours.
Absolutely. And the reality is, right, that difference between physical and traditional assets and digital assets. So with digital assets, even when it's your intent to leave something to your son digitally, if he doesn't have the proper credential or know about it, or, it's not going to get there. So even in the cases where legally he may have the authority and the blessing from you to access it, right? Look at the guy that forgot his Bitcoin password.
I know. That story needs to be told to everybody. The guy in Canada, he died, right? There was a guy who died. And
there have been multiple, right, at this point. And there will continue to be more, which is why we're trying to solve it. We're trying to help families. It's like, look, don't lock yourself out. Don't lock your loved ones out. Let us help you organize this all and get it clean and ready to go, just kind of in the natural flow of your world so it doesn't feel as overwhelming. And that way, you know, the other example that one of the premier people in this space, Sharon Harding, she wrote a book called Digital Executor, and it's great. But she talks about how if you have a physical computer that has digital photos on it, even if you say, okay, my son gets this computer and I want him to be able to have all the photos on it, if you don't also leave him the password to the computer, even if he has the right to them, he may not ever be able to get access. Because even if you take it to the computer forensics guy who tries to hack in, they may or may not truly be able to get access. It's just that difference between the physical, you know, going through physical boxes and physical files and the world we live in now, which is so digital, and the rules are completely different.
And that goes back to your comment about the hierarchy of the RFUDA, that terms of service, sometimes if the terms of service is the default, the terms of service might say you can't get in at all.
Yeah, exactly. So let's not have it be the terms of service. Let us help you not have that be the rule.
Yeah. So it really sounds like when we go back to where we started with the top of the show, with the topic about kind of creating this operational center for your life, in a nutshell, tell me EasyNet and give us some inspiration for, you know, getting this digital life put together. And to me, it's beyond the digital. It really is beyond the digital. It's really the organizational piece of it as well. But kind of give us the story again.
Well, and ultimately what I'm going to say is let us help you make it easy. Make it easy to see your life today and easy to effortlessly, you know, pass it on. Again, you know, those three things that we tell people to do on day one is just set up your account. It takes like 30 seconds. Download the browser extension so that it starts to automatically capture your usernames and passwords for you, and choose your legacy contact. So those three things take about 3 minutes. And then everything else, you know, just as you go through it, maybe you're sitting watching Netflix and you fill out a couple questions from your legacy worksheet. You know, maybe you get a document in your email and you're like, oh, that needs to go in EasyNet. You know, just take baby steps so that you don't get overwhelmed, and just recognize that you can kind of just incorporate this into your daily flow without having it feel like, you know, it's just picking up one thing from your garage every time you get home rather than having to spend an entire Saturday cleaning the garage.
Very good. Very good. Well, Erin, it's been a pleasure. I saw you present at an estate planning council meeting, and I know it's not just about estate planning. It's really about password management, digital asset management. It's really quite encompassing, and it really is, as you said, to make it easy to create an operational center for your life. So the website again for information is what?
It's EasyNet.com. So it's EasyNet.com. Thanks so much, Lori.
Okay. Thank you, Erin, and best wishes.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye for now. Folks, you have been listening to Your Financial Choices this evening, and the show will be available on the website at wdiy.org. That usually takes a few days. You can just go to the public affairs portion of the show. This is a very, very important topic. As Aaron said, we've both had experiences where people have left, been, it's complicated. So this is certainly a way to kind of organize your financial life, and especially your digital life. And in particular, I believe Aaron was emphasizing the password manager, what an incredible tool it is with high levels of security. So thank you, Aaron McCune, for being with us. Next week will be a pre-recorded show. I will be out. And the week following, July 14th, we will have attorney Timothy Duckworth Jr. to discuss multi-state implications in estate planning. Coming up next, we have Tom Druckenmiller with In the Tradition Folk Music. Remember, pay attention, be proactive, not reactive. Make the best of your financial choices. Thank you, Shandi. Thank you, Kyle. And thank you again, Aaron McCune of EasyNet. Have a great week.